This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated Sabar Dairy plant at Rohtak, Haryana. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Shah said the country's dairy sector witnessed tremendous growth of 70% in the last 11 years. He said it is the fastest growing sector in the world. Mr. Shah said Sabar Dairy has completed the construction of the largest plant in the entire country with an investment of 350 crore rupees. He said this will prove beneficial for the farmers who produce milk and it will fulfill the needs of the entire NCR region. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today highlighted the need for 8% GDP growth to meet the goal of Viksit Bharat. Addressing the inaugural session of the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman asserted that the country's economy is resilient and continues to grow sustainably and its capacity to absorb global shocks is strong. She added that the country's growth is firmly anchored in its domestic factors amid global volatility. She highlighted that geopolitical conflicts are intensifying globally, calling for reforms at global institutions to meet current needs.
For India, these dynamics highlight both vulnerability and resilience. Our capacity to absorb shocks is strong, while our economic leverage is evolving. Our choices will determine whether resilience becomes a foundation for leadership or merely a buffer against uncertainty.
Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today transferred an amount of 10,000 rupees each into the bank accounts of 25 lakh women beneficiaries and the recently launched Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana. A total of 2,500 crore rupees was transferred through Direct Benefit Transfer, DBT. He said the objective of the scheme is to provide financial assistance to women who are interested in self-employment and in running small businesses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat, has completed its 11th year today. The first episode of Mann Ki Baat was broadcast on 3rd October in 2014, on the occasion of Vijaya Dashami. Recently, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has addressed the nation in 126 episodes of the program. India has been conferred upon the prestigious International Social Security Association ISSA Award for Outstanding Achievement in Social Security 2025. Union Minister for Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandavia received the award at ISSA World Social Security Forum in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. After receiving the award, Dr. Mandavia said the country's robust digital public infrastructure ensuring efficient last-mile delivery of social security benefits. Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India in December for an annual summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has confirmed that the visit is scheduled to take place before the new year. The spokesman said that preparations for the visit are in full swing, and this will be the Russian leader's first visit to India since the start of the Ukraine conflict in early 2022. The Singapore Police Force, SPF, has extended the autopsy report of late Assamese singer Zubin Garg to the High Commission of India in Singapore. According to a statement issued by the police, a copy of the autopsy report along with the preliminary findings on his passing has been handed over to the Indian authorities. Police investigations are currently underway in the matter, while the public has been advised to refrain from sharing any videos or images related to the matter. The Crime Investigation Department, CID, of Assam Police arrested Zubin Garg's co-musician Shekhar Jyoti Goswami and co-singer Amrit Prava Mahanta, taking the total arrest in the case to 4. On Wednesday, Assam Police arrested Sham Khanu Mahanta, the main organizer of the Northeast India Festival in Singapore, and Zubin Garg's manager, Siddharth Sharma. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading marginally down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex declined 25 points to 80,959, while the Nifty dipped 14 points to 24,822 when reports last came in. In cricket, India were 272 for 4 against West Indies at lunch in the first test match in the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.